When we last left our heroes, we were talking about the somehow we got into a discussion of the formulation of the rift, who brought down a little more maskana of the sugya than we thought was necessary, and we ended up, I don't remember exactly what it looked like on the board, but suggesting that maybe there's a difference between Shlichus LaHalacha and Shlichus LaKabbalah, right? And we want to segue into a general discussion of the relationship between Shlichus LaHalacha and Shlichus LaKabbalah, because we do find, just starting from our sugya, we find a famous machlokis, perhaps even infamous machlokis, between the Rimigash and the other Rishonim on Daf Chav Gimel. Daf Chav Gimel says, we quoted this a couple times, that an Eved is not eligible to be a shliach for Gittin. And okay, without getting the rise back and forth, you saw them in the Ran. Most Rishonim understand that an Eved who's not betort Gittin v'kiddushin cannot be a shliach for Gittin at all. However, the Rimigash understood an Eved cannot be a shliach l'kabbalah, I guess, but can be a shliach l'holah, I guess. Where did he? That's the Rimigash. What is he saying? That Kabbalah Taget requires being a Bar Hachi, being the Torah, but to be Molech the Get, you don't need to be the Torah. Clear discrimination difference between Shlich LaHalacha and Shlich LaKabbalah. It could be, before we zoom out for a moment, that perhaps we'll be Mudaik something similar to that in the Rip here. What did the Rip say? The Rip says, a man could be a shliach l'kabbalah because he's mekabel get for his daughter. So he himself is shayach to kabbalah if he has a daughter. A woman can be a shliach l'holacha because the Mishnah proves she can be a shliach l'holacha, seemingly even though she's not shayach herself. That's what we have here. And maybe the answer is that the Rif thinks you need a different standard. He is a sort of miniature version or similar to this from Rimigash. Here you have Shliach LeKabbalah, Shliach LeHolacha, the Rimigash thinks Shliach LeKabbalah needs the Torah Gittin v'Kiddushin, and therefore an Eved is possible, but Shliach LeHolacha doesn't need to be the Torah getting the Kiddushin, and therefore an evidence cover. Now that's a bit of a sheet that's yachted, which no one agrees with. But perhaps the Rif here, you can die, either agrees with it or he's at least some sort of fake echo of that. Maybe, but that's all speculation. I'm not building on that. Maybe the Rif. Maybe the Rif here would be saying a shliach l'kabbalah needs to be shayach personally to the maisa of kabbalah, and therefore a man is only eligible because he's personally shayach. A man is only eligible because he's personally shayach to the Tokhtana. That's why for the man, you need to be personally shayach. However, for Shlichus LaHalacha, you don't need to be shayach personally to the Maisa Halacha. Of course, if you got the degree, you don't need to be shayach to anything. You don't need to be shocked for the Torah at all. So if you want to be by in the rift, like in the gospel, it's very radical, or perhaps just, you know, a faint echo of the Rigash, at least don't need to be shy to this, to the Maitha Lacha. And therefore, a woman is eligible, even though she's not personally
Shaya, again, this is, everyone argued at one of their own ways reading the Gemara. This is what I think the simple truth reading the Gemara. The woman, we never find the Torah, she's tired of a lover.
He has a mitzvah proof that she'd be a shliach, but there's no mocker in the Torah. The man, the mocker in the Torah is tired of a lover.
Why, by the man, do you need a mocker in the Torah? He's perfectly shaya. By the woman, you just need a proof or a mishnah. But you don't need any mocker in the Torah. She's perfectly shaya.
Maybe because Kabbalah has stricter standards. Kabbalah stricter standards than shliach balaka.
Okay, the rest of the maybe based on the Rimigash.
Now, where does this all come from? Why would shliach Kabbalah and shliach balaka have different standards? Yes, Sam?
The shliach Kabbalah is more than yad.
So perhaps, who said that? Where did you see that? Okay, we'll see in a moment. We'll cover in a moment. Right, this all goes back to the Gemara in, yeah?
Can you say that there's a halakhic status change with Kabbalah that you don't get with that?
That there is, well, I'm not sure what do you mean by halakhic status change?
The moment the shliach gets that get, if it's a shliach l'kabbalah, then boom.
She's divorced.
There's a status change.
Okay, but a shliach l'halakha, the moment he gives the get, there is a status change.
Yeah, but you would, that status change would be obvious if the man was giving it straight to the woman.
And by the way, the status change would be obvious
now,
the woman was taken for the man.
But now she's got to get in her possession that, she's got a document that verifies the fact that the status change.
So this shliach l'kabbalah does more because you don't have a result of her holding a get.
Yeah.
And nonetheless, okay, so let's hold that thought.
You said there's a change in kalos when the husband gives it over to the shliach l'kabbalah.
No. I said, when the shliach l'kabbalah and gives it to the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Gemara says, let's start with the Gemara introduced after Amadal. The Gemara says, how do we know shlichos and kol tor kula? So they start with a drasha, not the pshat of pshat, a drasha from the psukim of Ivershin. It talks a lot about shilua, right? You know, the difference between shalach and shilach, right?
Po'al
Eel, the difference is, shalach is to sort of send on a mission. Shilach is to cast away, right? Noach was Piel, shilach et ha-yonah, he freed the Yonah, but when the Yonah came back, by yishlach yodo, he merely sent his hand out to bring it back. Okay, not dig up here now. But anyway, the pshat is all these words are shivua, casting away, as it were. But we darshin it mi'lashon l'shloach to send a shaliach. So it says b'shilach reading b'shalach l'amishulach l'shliach b'shalcha says b'shalcha b'shilach ota, which he darshin as b'shalach and b'shalcha. She can send a shliach. Okay, so the Rishonim asks, how come you need the whole point of this? That if you find one mocker, that's the whole shakla tari at the beginning of the second very illusion. Find a mocker that someone can make a shliach, you can extrapolate from there to call it torkula. Right, unless you have a pircha. So that's in the end what we do. We find a mocker here, a mocker there, and extrapolate to call it torkula. Right? There's no place that says you can send a shliach to buy land for you. Okay, we extrapolate from all the cases that are in the Torah. So why can't you extrapolate the woman making a shliach from the man making a shliach? It's within the same realm of gerushin. So the Tosfos Rosh addresses this. Two Rishonim address this, really. Says Tosfos Rosh, he says, you couldn't extrapolate for the man shliach for the woman shliach, because the husband the Bible to say shliach, the husband can make a shliach because he is only megaresh midaito, meaning he decides on the gerushin. Abel Ishev Tegresh Balkarcha, don't, right? We're not talking about nowadays, we're doing a gerushin. So we're talking about a A woman's miscarriage about karkalo, other mice that he dokuli haichukal and shliach bim koma. What she does is not so significant that she makes a shliach to do it. She doesn't really do anything. She doesn't have any say in the matter. She's very passive. She doesn't, can't, the hav means that she can't make a shliach because she has no power. She has no active role in the gevurah. She is merely divorced about karkal. It's not that she receives as opposed to taking. Right, but because it is Baal Karka, the Shita Lenodolami has a similar formulation. He says, Mishum the Dilma Baal who to come master shliach, the Girish of the day Tal Yumilta, Sharmigarsha Baal Karka, Baal Ilo Master Shliach. You might have thought that he's the one who decides who can make a shliach, he cannot make a shliach. What is the nature of this Havamina that, you know, whoever decides can make a shliach, whoever doesn't decide can't make a shliach? Again, it's a Havamina. Right? This Havlamina seems to tie into a famous yesod of Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim loved this yesod in Shlichot, about Shlichot. Rav Chaim held that you can only make a Shliach if you have Balus, if you have, you know, power, control. You know, if you have rights over something, you make a Shliach over it. I can make a Shliach to buy and sell because it's my money. I can make Shliach over Truma because take Truma because it's my produce. I can make a shliach, you know, to be mekadesh a wife for me because it is right. It's my marriage. I have the right to do so. You can't make a shliach to do something which you don't have the right to do. If you physically can do something, but it's not a right that you have to do it, you can't make a shliach. Shliach is only an expression of bainus, as Reb Chaim said. He drew this from a Gemara in Ksuba. Daf Ayin Hey, the Gemara discusses. Ayin Dalet, Amar Aleph. The Gemara discusses whether you can make a shliach, whether you can make a tenai in chalitza, and the Gemara says, what's the lashon here? We learned tonight from B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuben, right? Both they gave Abraham B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuben al Tanai that they would go first to war. And he says, well, just like over there, it's something that you do through a Shliach. After all, Moshe had Yoshua, his Shliach, you know, give them the land. And you can make a tonight. Only things you can do all day shliach can you make a tonight. And Tosfos raises the question, Subasayin Dalam, it's a little random. Like, why not say only things that have to do with the real estate you can make it tonight? Because they got him in a room with real estate. Only things you do in Israel you can make it tonight. Like, why random shlichut? And Tosfos says, the Machvor Yesh Khan. And Tosfos says, hold my mic, Bokak, Yodash Yoko, the time of the shliach, Svaru Hushi, Kamoki, Yodash Vuiz, Bay tonight. He says, no, it's a matter of control. Anything which you are so much control over that you make a shliach, you can make a tonight. If you don't have enough control to make a shliach, you don't have enough control to make a tonight. Things that are really are under your shlita, under your control, you can make a shliach to do, and you can do it all tonight. Things that are not, you're not in charge of, you can't make a shliach, you can't make a tonight. Rav Chaim took this Gemara and Tosfos and made a yesod that shlichut is only an expression of bite. Only when I own the right to do something, then I can make a shliach to do it for me. But if I don't own the right to do something, it's just something I could do physically. But it's not something which I have the right to do. It's not something which I have the hook to do. Then I cannot make a shliach. Shliach is an expression of bainus. And that's why you can't make a shliach to do, without getting into it, you have to look at this getting a little far field, right? Why can I, according to Rav Chaim, why can a man make a shliach to give a get and not make a shliach to do chalitza? I'm understood. Because giving a get is something the man has the right to do. He is married, he has the right to decide whether to keep this marriage or to end this marriage. Chalitza is not something the man has a right to do. The man has no rights over his yavama. It is merely a mitzvah the Torah commands him to do if he's not interested in doing yavam. And once he does that mitzvah, therefore, the woman is released from the bonds of Yibam, and he's released from the bonds of Yibam, etc. So that's the yesod of Rav Chaim, that Shlichot is an expression of Bailut. They say the name Rav Chaim, I actually thought it was printed now, in the newest editions of the Grach HaLashah, called the Stencil. They have like in the back, like more things that they heard people say over, and I think in at least the one of the Base Matters, they have this in the back, and I know there's no like sources, just like random things they decided to add. They heard Rav Chaim said to answer the famous question of Tosfos Rid right there on Daf Mem Aleph and Aleph. Why can't I send a shliach to sit in the sukkah for me? Why can't I send a shliach to put on tefillin for me? Why can't I send a shliach to do all the mitzvot to eat matzah for me? That's what the Ksil said. Yeah, very nice. That's not what Rav Chaim said, and that's not so pashut. There are many answers. Maybe we'll get a chance to see them. But what is Rav Chaim's answer? Rav Chaim says very, very simple. Because these are not things I'm mindless over. I don't have the right to sit in the sukkah. I have the right to, if I own the wood, to sell the wood or to buy the wood. I don't have the right to, I have the obligation to sit in the sukkah. Right? Yes, I'm an Eved, and my master commanded me to sit in the sukkah. That's that. Sometimes mitzvahs are an expression of my bialos. There's a mitzvah to take truma, but taking truma is an expression of my ownership that I decide what to do with my produce. So then that's clearly an expression of bialos. But sefer chayim mitzvahs are not an expression of bialos, adrav, they're an expression of avdos. Right? I don't have the right to wear the tefillin. I have the right to sell the tefillin. I have the obligation to wear the tefillin. Therefore, it's not something I can send someone to do on my behalf. That's Reb Chaim's yesod.
But there are mitzvahs which are you're not required to do. You could do it, given the circumstance. Maybe like wearing tzitzis or something like that. You don't have to. You decide to do it.
Yes, but it's not an expression of my bialos to wear tzitzis. It's not an expression of my ownership or right to wear tzitzis. Adrava, it is an obligation that I owe Hashem. Regardless of whether I have to do it or don't, it's not something that stems from my bialos. It's not that I own the right to wear tzitzit.
No, you own the right to wear a jacket that requires tzitzit.
Right, but the wearing of tzitzit is not something I own the right to. It's something that Hashem owns the right for me to do. Nonetheless, I said in the stencil that we have down the base medrash where they added another 30 pages in the back that they heard from people. No, the whole stencil is not Rechaim's words. It's not even the old stencil.
It doesn't
appear. No. But I heard it, you know, I heard this before they printed in the book. A great Rosh Chaim is these Rishonim that tells us Rosh Hashanah Shita Lo Lamiim Kiddushin. Why, if we know the husband can make a shliach, too? What are the two bet yisodo the makoros for Rosh Chaim? Number one, the Mar Kiddushin. If we know the vashalach, the husband can make a shliach, why don't we also know the wife can make a shliach? Why don't we get second drush that the wife can make a shliach? The answer is because the husband, he has bialos over this. He decides. This decision whether to give a get. So he can make a shliach, but that doesn't mean she can make a shliach. She has no bias over this. She has no right to decide. So therefore, we need a new possibility she can make a shliach, but she does not have bias. The second makar for a kind of yisod is even more of a force. It's also about the woman to get. The Yerushalmi Maitre Sheni asks, you make a shliach to receive a matana. Interesting question. Can I make a shliach to receive a present for me? Now, maybe through Zachin, someone can receive a present for me. Can I appoint a shliach to receive a present for me? And the Yerushalmi actually says no. Okay, as we said, if Zachin is really shliach, then we have to not have the Yerushalmi. But, and this is a... This yisod is brought down by the Ran of the Yosef, the first back of the sea, again, getting a little far field, that you need to be shluchos of bala mala. You're only a valid shliach if you're a shliach of an owner. So if I want to buy a house from you, I own the money, you own the house, you can both make a shliach. If I want to receive a present from you, I can't make a shliach to receive present because I don't own anything. It's not an expression of my bias, right? And that's what Yerushalmi mentioned. Yeah. So how come a woman can make a shliach to receive her guest? You can't make a shliach to receive a present. And the answer is, not at all clear what the answer is. But the answer is, that's different. HaTorah Zika Osa Begita. The Osa Shliach LeKabal Dabar Shishloach. The Torah gave her the right over again. She's making a shliach to receive something that's hers. Okay, the Torah gave her this right. But in order to receive anything else, I can't make a shliach. So you have basically two makor that you sort of rechaim. And we're not coming here directly to discuss the Yisod of Reb Chaim. The Yisod of Reb Chaim is that a shlichus is an expression of bialos. Right? That's the Yisod of Reb Chaim. What are his main makoros for that? Number one, Tsubo, Ayin Dalid, connection between shlichus and Tanai. Tanai is an expression of bias. Right? Why can I do something else? Tanai? I can do something else tonight because it's up to me. It's my control. So I can decide when it happens, when it doesn't.
Don't ask me. Ashes, you know, the Brewer said that you're not sure what the congregation and how bad the congregation will go if you say create miles tonight beforehand. Because I don't know, said that's not there. I can say create miles tonight. No, by yourself, say create miles. And it's against the Gemara. You can't say create miles, you can't say create miles. Number two is Kiddushin and Halik. Be the Rishonim, right? Which is that. Havamina. The Ain Isha. Or, right? Havamina. The Ish Oseh Fliyak. The low Isha. He. Who Megarish Mdaito. He mitgareshe bal karka. Okay, that's so. It's a matter of bite. And
but according to Rabbi Chaim, why didn't he need a puppet for a man?
Because he didn't know Shlita Tzav Ol until that puppet. There was no concept of Shlita until that puppet. That's the first puppet. You show me, which is that Ein Adam Ose Shliach Lekabel Dabar Eino Tzav Ol. And please, what the Kabbalists get is an exception. Right, the Torah gave a special
law. I'm just saying it's out of explanation of the Dvar Avera.
And I thought you could say that I haven't seen, I don't remember if I saw the name of the Dvar Chaim, but this would very nicely explain why I can't make a Shliach. Going back for a second, but it's filling this in the Torah for me. Maybe much better than Sophist, actually. Sophist said, I can't make a shliach to do mitzvah for me because it's not enough to do the mitzvah. I have to do the mitzvah on my body. And therefore, if I send a shliach to do it, he's doing it on the wrong body, which makes more sense to fill it. Don't have to be put on my body. You know, it's a little trickier for, I don't know, why can't I send a shliach to Sefirot HaOmer for me? Because Sefirot HaOmer has to be counted on my body. It's a little weird. As we call mitzvah should be fruitful. That is the easier way to say that I can't finish leave through a mitzvah for me, unless it's a mitzvah that's an expression of my monetary rights, such as making truma. I can't finish leave through a mitzvah for me because I'm doing a mitzvah that's not an expression of my bias, not an expression of my monetary or other rights. It's an expression of my obligation. And Sam suggests perhaps that maybe you could use the Rav Chaim to say the same thing. That's why Inshlit the Bar Beir. Why Inshlit the Bar Beir? Perhaps when we look at the halakha with the world with our halakha colored glasses, no one actually has the right to do the Bar Beir. Even if I own something, I don't own the Bar Beir with it. Send me with the world to admit it's not the Bar Beir. Right? Like, Shem Harik and Loa are the founding of them, but not for a Beir. So perhaps you fundamentally never have the right to do an Avera, and that's why you can't do a very good sample. So this Yitzhak of Chayim can explain a million things. Let's get back to us. According to this, logically, a woman should not be able to make a Shliach LeKabbalah. You should be able to make a Shliach LeMalacha, but logically you shouldn't be able to make a Shliach LeKabbalah. Why? Because she doesn't own anything. He owns everything. He has all the rights. She has no bialah with which she could make a shliach. But nonetheless, there's a custom that she can anyway.
The Rambam says that the woman can make a tnai on her shliach kabbalah. So if it's just a special stuff that she's no bialah, why can't they make a tnai that only is following
the kabbalah? Okay, good question. So first of all, I'm not sure if we're going to agree with that, Ron, although that doesn't answer your question. Okay, so let's get back to that in a second. So the question is, what's the matana? There are two ways to read the Matana. Clearly, what I'm trying to prove from that Mem Aleph is that the Havamina, Shliach LeHolacha does not imply Shliach LeKabbalah. You should have Shliach LeHolacha, not Shliach LeKabbalah. Because Shliach LeHolacha is logical to be Shliach, and Shliach LeKabbalah, there it isn't. The question is, Shliach LeHolacha is doing something that he has the right to do? Shliach LeKabbalah is not. The question is, what's the Matana? There are two ways to read the Matana. One way is, perhaps what the Rishonim means, no, the Torah does not get her again. The Torah gave her, even though it seems like she doesn't have the right to receive again. It's something done to her, against her will, without her participation. It's, she is the object, not the subject. Nonetheless, there's a custom that the Torah gave her the right to receive her again in order to make a shliach. Meaning, what's my chakira here? The chakira here is shlichot leholacha and leKabbalah. Do we say lematana
It's all one bin.
Yeah, Behavamina.
They were so different.
Lemaskana, it's all the same. Lemaskana, Vishalach, and Vishalcha.
That's not the word. Oh, that's the word. Not the vocalizes them. Vishalach,
Vishalcha teaches us that even though you would have thought that you don't have Bayla to make a shlif with Kabbalah, nonetheless, Hator Zika Lagita, the Torah gave us the supposed to make a shlif with Kabbalah, and it is all one bin. Meaning, the Havni is the relevant Maskana, right? The Maskana is all one bin, and the Havamina is irrelevant. Or do we say, no, the Havni is still relevant. The Maskana is two different type of shlichot. Shlichot b'alok is one kind of shlichot, but we can't extrapolate from shlichot b'alok and shlichot b'alok. So there's a custom. What does the custom do? Does there's a custom put it back with shlichot b'alok? Let's say you would have thought you can't have shlichot, but you can have shlichot. Or no, you would have thought you can't have shlichot, but you can have a new kind of shlichot. Is it the restoring the old kind of shlichot? Right? And the havamina still is relevant. The Havnina still is relevant. That who's the first one to clear this Kachira? Who clears this Kachira very explicitly before there were briskers? Before there were proto-briskers? Is Tukul and Ogolami? The answer is, your question, we don't know. But we know that he lived 700 years ago. That is the Tukul and Ogolami. He could be like, you know, one of the Shire, Reb David or Shire Reb Shmuel on the you find nowadays the Lomdish the Lomdish Shire. What does he say? What's the Kakir of the Shidun Lomdami? He has two studies. His first shot is, what's his question? His question is this: how about Shliach Ota Shliach? The Gemara doctrine is Vishalach, he can make a Shliach. Vishalach, she can make a Shliach. An amazing Shifal and Ovalami says, Vishalach Malamishahu of the Shliach, Vishalach Malamishahu of the Shliach, Vishalach, Vishalach Malamishah Shliach of the Shliach. Okay, it's not exactly clear. What they say is, what is the possibility? They say, what's the Rashi? So I don't, Shliach of the Shliach. So they ask a simple question, hold on. We only have a public that the man Shliach can make a Shliach. How do we know the woman Shliach can make a Shliach? Can the woman shliach make a shliach? The shidul and olami says, the woman shliach can't make a shliach, only the man shliach. And then he takes a side turn into mili lomemshin l'shliach. Then he says, no, irrelevant to that.
I don't know why I'm calling to Rabbayim for shliach to make another shliach. They don't have violence to be.
What do you mean? I passed on the violence to the shliach. I gave it over to him. I gave him the power of attorney. I gave him the power of attorney.
They're saying the shliach now has the violence.
Yes. Yeah. What did someone tell me last night? They were telling me their experience of being a shliach, of being a shliach to give a get, and they said they we're very careful, very explicit. The husband tells the guy, "You're my shliach, and you can make another shliach if you want, up to 100 more shluchim." So once he couldn't make it to deliver the get, so he had to point someone else. They had to be very careful. Tell the next guy, "You can give this get. You can make up to 99 more shluchim. If you let the guy make 100 more shluchim, that would be a violation of the terms." Right, there's only 99 left. Okay, they didn't need any more after that. Anyway, what does he say here? He says, the legal mayak me shliach shalom. Why? The itzrach one kol olam ki osa shliach, avgav deshmanu v'shalach ki osa shliach. The elok, he itzrach kol olam ki osa shliach. What does he say? He says, we need a separate pocket for her to make a shliach. What does that prove? We can't learn her shliach from his shliach. And that's the first opinion. That's what his Rebbe holds. But not on who? Could be. He doesn't mean it's true. Elohim starts the cast. They came into Chazina and the Shliach Shalot, the Shliach who had in the Shliach Shalot. The Vishlama Iker Shliach, the Gabi Isha Lekal Mayim Shliach, the Baal, etc. But it came into Goli Lund, the Inami Mashmi Shliach, the Hechi Shliach Shalot, the Shliach Shliach, the Don Nami Loshna. What did he say? What are his 2 days? The first day, which is Rebbe said, look, we couldn't have learned her from him. That shows they're separate. So whatever's true of him is not true of her. If he is a shliach, make a shliach, first shliach can't. Because they're separate. Then he says, that's what his Rebbe says. What does he think? He thinks, no, once it's gully, once it hurts Megala, she can make a shliach. then it's the same as everyone else. After all, there's truma, there's kachim, there's what? How do we shlich look clear and everything? Don't even shlich, all the shlich is one big concept. So he's actually saying this kachira. Who are the opinions here? This is the shita lo no dalami atzmo. He thinks, even the goli, once it's been galashing, there's a havin she couldn't make a shliach. Right? This is the havamina. There's a havamina, the evil must be shliach. But even the golan, the imakim shliach, then it's the same as everything else. Yuluya melsa be alma. Okay.
But what is the Rebbe? Moro, Shell, people don't know me. We don't know who his Rebbe is because we don't know who he was, unfortunately. Some people say it's Rebbe. Higher than the speculation. He says
you can't learn her shliach from his shliach. You know why? If they're going to call the lamit you also shliach. Once you need a separate topic that shows you can't learn. So the last turn it, can you extrapolate from one to the other? Says the Rebbe. No, you can't extrapolate from one to the other. The fact that you need a separate makara shows that they're separate concepts. And what does he say? No, that shows that the havamina they're separate. But lamaskana, they're all the same. He said, kevan de goli. Right? Once it shows that it's including shlichus, we call him shlichus. And he says, no. He says, leka lameva. You can't learn one from the other. Why can't you learn one from the other? Because the fact that you need two different makoros, because you have havamina, he can and she can. Prove their separate concept. So this is the hakira, whether there's one kind of shlichus for a get, or whether there are two totally different parts. Is there one part of shlichus get with two hasty pinches, or there are two parts of shlichus for a get totally different? What's an afkamina? First afkamina is how about shliach shela ota shliach? Says his Rebbe. Nope, you can't. Moro says, no, her shliach can't make her shliach, only his shliach can. We can't learn her from him, and says him, well, he can, because Yalpinan me shliach shalom. If his shliach can make a shliach, her shliach can make a shliach, it's all the same in the end. Okay, that's amazing. Now, give me now. The truth is, some of the other Rishonim discussed this all, so that might have, there are other ways to go here. The Rashi said that they're actually darkening forward. It says Vishalach twice, but it's going to be Vishalach, Vishalcha, Vishalach, and Vishalcha. Shnei Pam Nemer V'inyan, and there are bonds to Jeff that for Rashi, maybe there are actually two drushes that Shliach was a Shliach. Rashi doesn't say explicitly, but there was another option. Even if they're two different types of Shliach, or you could have said Rashi or Ramban, the Das Rashi. What does Ramban say, the Das Rashi? She can, because there is a separate drasha that Shliach Shelah is Ota Shliach. Okay, so you could have gone two ways. You could say they're all on concept, came to the Goli Goli. Now they're united concept. Or you say, no, they're certainly not united concept. And therefore, there's a difference. His shliach can make a shliach, her shliach can't. Again, having nothing with merely not doing shliach, that was just red herring. That could be Karon. Or there's separate concepts, but there are two drops. One for his shliach make a shliach, one for her shliach make a shliach, which goes Ramban. Says that in Rashi, okay, not everyone agrees. Look at what they've shown up there. They do all the bookkeeping of exactly what everyone does with every word in the pasuk in terms of the drops. What's fascinating that Shiva Lenodal me is he also throws in a svara. So if it's all the same, it's all the same. So it's all the same. Does that have me? It was different. But Lamai said it's all the same. Hatorah Zikala, the Torah gave her, you didn't have a book, the Torah gave her the book. Right? This works well with the Yerushalmi. Right? This works well with the Lachana Yerushalmi. Nibra, Lachan HaYerushalmi. There's a lot to say. We'll get back to this Yerushalmi more than once. The Torah gave her the book. You thought she didn't have Bibles? The Torah gave her Bibles. Okay, it's a funny kind of Bibles. You don't actually have any right to defy. But the Torah gave her a Bibles nonetheless. Okay. Because the Torah wanted to make her equivalent to him, letting him sleep. What does Dino know me? He has a phrase. He says, but why? What way is it different?
If there's two different concepts, then what way are they different? What does he say? He says something that then in the 20th century, the Lamdanim will start saying. He says, or the Rebbe said, says words can be handed over to a shliach. So you would think her shliach can make a shliach with just words. Hapa mode, the lahai gavru to come match with yodo ki yodo. Chena de Mikhail goes, only this one she made his hand by her hand, not the next guy. Something at yodo ki yodo, right? He says, in what way is this different from regular shliach? Something at yodo ki yodo. Now, it's a little funny because often we think of regular shliach in terms of yodo ki yodo. But what does she know mean? Don't know what he's trying to say here, and maybe even what's he working on. I think what he's trying to say is what I put in brackets here, in the name of Levush Mordechai. Levush Mordechai is our almost neighbor, right? Family member, the Steve of Kremlins. It's right there, except that the woman right there founded it. Right there, no. Except that when he founded it, it was in Kremlin, and then he moved it to Gula, but there was no such thing as Steve of Mordechai.
My Rebbe's Rebbe.
Okay. So what does he want to say? He wants to say no. He doesn't quote the Shibono. There's a fundamental difference. Shlichoslo lachah means I'm sending you to do. I'm giving you power of attorney. I'm using my power. I'm handing over the power to do something to you. That's how shlichos works. Shlichos kabbalah is a little different. Look at the Kabbalah, he has no power to hand over him. So to Rukhaya. Rather, the special state of the Kabbalah, he can make yado to yado. He can make his hand like her hand. He can sort of extend. He can say, you are like me in being a valid receptacle for the guest. Special state of the Kabbalah, yado to yado. That special state of the Kabbalah can't be passed on. She didn't give him any power to divorce her, which he can then pass on. Oh, I give you the power to divorce me, you pass it on to him, you pass it on to him. No, she didn't give the power to divorce her. She just said, you know what? Here's the custom that I'm allowed to send you, and just like he can give the gift to me, just like he can put the gift to my chaser, he can give the gift to you, I'm making your God like my God. But it's a very different kind of shlichus. It's not a shlichus of empowering someone, authorizing someone to fulfill a mission. It is rather much more passive shlichus than yodo ki yodo. That kind of passive shlichus can't be passed on, says the Rebbe of the Shibbolon Olmi. So what way is it different than the Rebbe, the Shibbolon Olmi? Again, it's called the Rebbe. Shibbolon Olmi takes the other side of the spectrum. He says maybe it is yado ki yada, but that's not the same as regular shlichus. Regular shlichus is more than yada ki yada. Regular shlichus is passing over, passing on to you the power to do a certain color. Power to do a color. Further put together. The difference becomes of that even though he shouldn't be able to make a clear, he can still make yada ki yada, but that's not something that can be passed on. That's what the Lemi's Rebbe said. And this yisod of whether it's one din or two din is a one din with two hekei tensas, or two totally separate dinim. Is it that they're two different makoros, they unite in the end, or the two separate makoros, which say it's two separate dinim, could have many nafkamiyas, and you find many places in Shas that the Rishonim argue, not in the Gemara, but the Rishonim argue about the relationship between shlichos laholacha and shlichos le kabbalah. For example, the Rimi God you mentioned, right? How about Eved she'eno the Torah gittin the kiddushin? If the Maskana told one din, then you have to say, right? Then you must say, like the Shari Shonim, that he's Papo, the Holaka, or the Kabbalah. They have to do the thing. Or it's possible for Holaka, it's possible for Kabbalah. Or it's possible for Kabbalah, it's possible for Holaka. But if you say that they're two separate dinim, then they're two separate dinim, maybe they're two separate dinim. Right? You never have to say the Rimigash. You could say, like the Rimigash, that an Eved is kosher leholaka, but pasul lekabala. Maybe it's kosher leholaka, but pasul lekabala. Okay, that's a chiddush, the Rimigash. And we'll see, maybe there's a, okay, there's a, okay, maybe we'll get a chance to see looking at these things. But clearly, if there's two separate demons, then it could make sense. You don't have to say that it's not being a prohibit, but maybe it evidence off for one caution for the other. And that also might be Medoyik in the rip here, as we pointed out here. Right? So point one, Olai, the rift over here, but again, this is a stretch of speculation. Maybe you could say, or you know, or you know what I would say? I'm not gonna make this own column, and I could say, like the Rimi Gach, or you could even go so far as to say that, right, and similarly, maybe the rip here, as we already put on the board. Here, I want to go out on a limb, perhaps. I asked our whole question originally, if the Ishul Allah of the Kabbalah. What did that depend on? We said it depended on, you know, what the Torah means. You need the Torah this Mitzvah or the Torah this Kalos. I'm wondering, perhaps you could say, maybe our topic of Ishul Allah of the Kabbalah might have to do with this Sephira. If it's all one concept of Shlita forbidden, then it's all one concept. If Allah and Kabbalah are two totally different kinds of Shlita, then maybe it makes sense. There's two kinds of Shlita. Kabbalah for women, Kabbalah for men. Is a man the Torah, not Halach and Kabbalah, but Torah Shlita forgetting? Okay, if it's one concept of Shlita, then men and women are both the Torah Shlita again. If they're two kinds of Shlita, maybe a man is only the Torah one kind. And a woman calling the door another time. Okay, I'm not sure if that's a, but I'm not even going to put it on the chart. But I'll put it right here. Maybe you could say that the Havamina of our Sugya is that Shlichus Lehalacha is for Anoshim. Is production, and why would you think that a man should do the opposite and won't do the opposite? Made in Matana of our there is that no, there's something called Shlichus Haget. Shlichus Haget is for Anoshim Vinoshim. If there's one kind of the Shlichus Haget, two examples, then it makes sense. Why? It's hard to take the Kedusha. But maybe there's Torah Halakha and Torah Kabbalah. Meaning, if there's a separate Torah Halakha and separate Torah Kabbalah, then maybe one's only grand, one's born. But there's a Torah Halakha and Kabbalah, there's a Torah Yidin, which is the Maskana. So maybe you could say, I know this is a stretch, but maybe a new way of analyzing our Sugya, an analysis. And then it would only work one way, an analysis of our sugya, before we get to more concrete nafkamina, you could say this is the Havamina. Torah, not Torah Kabbalah, Torah Shlichus Lehalacha is for men. Torah Shlichus Lekabbalah is for women. But what's Matkana? Matkana is the other side of the Hakira. The maskana is that Torah Shlichus Gittin is for both genders, for men and for women. I say both genders. For I have to check with the lawyers first, but for men and women,
So far, our only explanation for what the two different types of shlichus could be is Bibles. Is there any other way to explain
it? Hold that thought for a second. Let me just prove to you that this is a live issue, and that which region do we often call it Talmud of the Rimi Gash? The Rambam. Right? Okay, maybe technically, his father, Rebbe, the Rambam was a follower of the Rimi Gash. The Rambam did not agree with the Rimi Gash at Kolik Bet Eved. But the Rambam was obviously influenced by the Rimi Gach philosophy of Shlichus Haget, because the Rambam did think that there's a big difference in Shlichus Halacha and Shlichus Kabbalah. And that comes up in one Halacha, the Rambam, which has two Nafkaminas. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Girushin, Perek Vav, Halacha Tet, two strange things in one. The Gemara is very explicit leader, the Mishnah Tun in our Perek. Right? The Mishnah says on Dat Samet Hey that a Katana cannot make a Shliach LeKabbalah. If I already asked you why a Katana can't make a Shliach LeKabbalah, what would you answer me?
Not a Das.
Because he doesn't have Das, because as the Rambam says in Hilchos Shluchim, right? Shlichus is only for B'nei Das, right? What did the Rambam say? Misha ain't a B'nei Das, and Kirshot B'Katan ain't not, and Shluchim will open Shliach. Can't you can't make a Shliach, can't be a Shliach. Shluchim is only for Bas Das. But then the Rambam in Hilchos Girushin says something peculiar. Says the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Tet, she says, Uktana ain't a Ozna Shliach L'Kabbalah. Even though her chatzar can acquire a gift for her, so why can't she make a shliach? Because shliach of the kabbalah requires the edim. Now, what are the two kinds of requirements of edim? There's edim lekiyum hadavar and edim labir hadavar. What do we mean by that? Edim labir hadavar, because you want to prove it, you need edim. Okay, that's the Rambam not talking about, and but if everyone agrees, then you don't need it to prove it. Then there's Aegis Lakiyama Dover. Aegis Lakiyama Dover is the mat, the Dover is not Lakuyim. It doesn't happen with that agent. Anyone want to tell me what kind of things only need Aegis Labir Hadover but not Lakiyama Hadover?
Mamanos.
What kind of things need Aegis Lakiyama Dover? Getting in Kedushin, for example, right? Getting in Kedushin, if I'm a Kaddish woman without Aegis, not that we can prove it, she's not Lakudetron. If I divorce my wife without Aegis, it's not that she can prove it, she's just not divorced. Right, says the Rambam, well, if you appoint a shliach without edim, not a shliach. And that's why a katana cannot appoint a get, cannot appoint a shliach, because you can't have edim on a katana. So the Ravid jumps on him and says, what? The Ravid jumps on him and says, what do you mean? The reason a katana can't appoint an edim is because you're not about that, because you yourself then hilchos luchin, that a katana can't appoint a, can't make a shliach. So here, this is very strange. What about a katana, right? Limnos shliach l'kabbalah. Can a katana appoint a shliach l'kabbalah? Says the Ravid, of course not. Because you can't have a katana can't appoint a shliach. Says the Rambam, he can't, there's no edus, implying that it's not for the problem of edus. He could. Which is exactly the Rambam. There are children. Says, why don't you bring an edus to make all this weird, like going like this? Just say she's a katana. So what does this seem to imply? The Ravid holds that the Ravid, no, she can't because she's a katana. But the Rambam says no, she could. If not for the Eidot problem, even though she is a Knata. The Rambam seems to imply there's something weird and different about sleep with the Kabbalah. She could have done it if not for the Eidot problem. Well, the Ravid says, oh, there's nothing different about sleep with the Kabbalah. If you're not a Ben Das, you can't point the Kabbalah. Okay, you put that data with another Rambam. What's the other Rambam famously? Says the Rambam. Eidot lekiyom hadavar b'minoi shlicha. Do you need to appoint a shlicha in front of Eidot? Not to prove it later from an argument with you. To make the shlicha valid, you need to appoint in front of Eidot. What's the Rambam's chiluk? Do you need to appoint a shlicha in front of Eidot, or can you appoint a shlicha b'minoi lemei asal? Forgive me. Says the Rambam, you heard above. A shlicha l'olacha, you can appoint without Eidot. Shlichus Kabbalah, you need to appoint in front of agent, which is where the Rambam got it over here. That's a strange color. Says the Rambam, Minoi Shliach LeKabbalah needs Eidim, but Minoi Shliach LeHolacha doesn't need Eidim. Of course, If you want to prove it later, it might behoove you to have Eidim. But it's chal without Eidim. And what did the Raivit say? The Raivit was Isha said, not true. They both need Eidim in their minui. But they both need Eidim. But if I appoint Yoni, my shliach l'olacha, and I give him a signed get, then
you got there.
Then the Eidim signed on the get. Technically, if I give you a shliach l'olacha who's given a signed get, the signature is on the get of the Eidim. Exactly. But let's say I gave him an unsigned get, because we have to get Eidim, a seer karfi that you can give in front of Eidim, even if there are no Eidim signed on the get, then I wouldn't need Eidim. So says the Raivid, no, they both need Eidim for the Minoi, but signatures count. So practically, he's agreeing with the Rambam. Because if I get someone a fine get me a shliach l'olacha, that's good enough without Eidim. But the Raivid, because there are Eidim. Rambam, you don't need Eidim. Okay, now, so they argue about Kedushin. What if I give you a ring to the Kedushin girl? So those signatures on the ring. The Raivid says you need Eidim. And the Rambam says you don't. Okay, we have a clear pattern, at least in the Rambam, in Black 2. The Rambam likes to differentiate shliach l'olacha from shliach l'kabbalah. And then meeting
an interesting view from the Rambam Tertel of Chalim.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about the field of that the get words of nothing beyond. So you give various considerations. Take a job out of Nato. Oh, okay. And when it comes to Shlucha, he says, oh, Shlucha, Shasta, Yadav, Yadav.
Interestingly, right? What does he say? He has a funny formulation. It's reminiscent of Shlucha, Yadav, Yadav. Well, perhaps in the other direction, sorry. Right? He says the nafta yada means her yad or her chaser or her shliach with yad counts as her yad. Right? Why does your shliach with yad count as her yad? Mm-hmm. Now, it could just be some flowery language, but perhaps not. And it's interesting, puts an extra chaser. The Rambam by the Kana also says, oh, shliach should work for a Kana because it's like chaser. He's somehow comparing chaser to shliach with Kabbalah. My chaser is like my yad. That's the Marsha at the beginning of Messiah. He learned about Messiah X years ago. Right, that a katana and the chaser completed yad, right? Shliach seems to be the yad the Rambam talked about, right? That's maybe where the Rebbe the Shidol Lomi got it from. We can't promise. We don't know who the Rebbe the Shidol Lomi was. Maybe he got it from this Rambam Perkei Halacha Aleph. And this is what Moshe Mordechai Epstein says. This is the yada of the Rebbe the Shidol Lomi, and it's also. Right, fit the lashon of the Rambam. This is one derech in Parakei Halacha Aleph. That's not shlich yada yada. Maybe there's two different rules. One is a regular kind of shlichut, and the other is a special din of making yada. It's not a regular kind of shlichut. It's a special din of making yada yada. Maybe that's the difference. If you want to say what is the difference, right? We've seen a lot of. Jesus, that differentiate thing. One didn't work two din, but if there's two din, one is the difference between the two dinim. So, I think there are two competitions. What is the difference between the two din? Right? Your modus to me, it's easier to be modus that you have a hakira, one din versus two dinim, and then you have to like put your finger on, so what is the nature of the two dinim? Right? Clearly, look, the Rebbe Shimon Gebet is saying one can make a shliach, the other one, can't. The Gatch is saying one, you need to start getting Kedushin. The other one you don't. But yeah, but the answer. So yeah, that's a speculation. The Rambam is saying one needs Eidim for Gimah, the other one doesn't need Eidim for Gimah. You put that together with one should be done by Tana. Okay, he doesn't explicitly say as opposed to, but it might fit a pattern. But you do have three very, very explicit places where there are shitas in the Rishonim that differentiate halakha l'maisa between shliach l'kabbalah and shliach l'halakha, whether shliach with a shliach, whether it isn't can do it, according to Rigat, and whether you need Eidim for Tima Dover for the Minoi, according to the Rambam. What is the nature of this difference if you hold that they are two different dinim? So, one suggestion based on perhaps the view of the Rambam and based on the the Rebbe of the Shittul of Lumi. This is the direction taken by the Lavush Mordechai. That's from Moshe Mordechai Epstein, the founding chevron of Rosh Hashiva. He said, a normal shlichus means you do it and it works for me. Right? But you can't, the woman doesn't do anything. She doesn't have any right to do anything when it comes to Gerushin. Rather, the shlichus who yodo ki yada. Says two different dinim. One is the din of authorizing you to do something for me, maybe I'm giving you the power to do something for me. And the other is the din, you're an extension of my yad. You're an extension of my yad. One is an active handing over the power to do something. One is a passive extension of my yad. You want to say that perhaps that explains what the difference might be. If I am letting you authorize you to do something for me, you can pass that authorization on. Maybe the sheep of the people are over me. If I'm just making it my yad, but you can't make someone else with my yad. If I am, here it gets a little trickier. He wants to say this works very nicely. In order to give you the power to do something, to offer you to do something, I need to go hand over that power. There is the concept that something can be my yad. Okay, that applies to Katana also. Or Chatzar or Yad. A Katana can have an expansive, expensive yad, and he also wants to say that when the eagle is here, over. He said the shlichus of the halacha is the concept of kol tarkul shlichus. Not a special din in giving. Kol tarkul shlichus. I can give someone the right to do anything. If it's the general din of shlichus, I don't need eagle to give him over. But shlichus the kabbalah would say. Special kiddush and Hilchos Gittin. What is the special in Hilchos Gittin? I need Eidus L'Kiyumah Davar. Whatever the din called Darkula, I do not need Eidus L'Kiyumah Davar. And I think you would say the same thing for the Ringing God. Whatever the din called Darkula, even if it's a point, I don't need a special card. For the special din of Gittin, for that, I need the Torah Gittin Vit Kiddushin. That's how the Lubbock Mordecai said what ultimately is the difference between them. The difference between them is one is a Kol Darkula authorization, the other is a settled in and getting that you can make yado ki yada, and as he says, mother get kinsha. Okay, that is one derek of how to explain if they're two dinim again. If they are separate dinim, right? Two separate dinim. One way to explain it is what Mordecai. I'll see. Here in the Rambam, and he's very famous. And the sheep of the Levi, meaning the Rebbe, he says, Shlichus l'Halacha versus Shlichus l'Kabbalah. This is a authorization to create a halos, and this is a yod. This is a yod, right? You're not authorizing him. There is no authorization. One never creates a halos. This is a yod, and this is a general type of shlichus, the same as shlichus or truma or anything else. And this is a kiddush in Gittin. And that's how he goes to explain. You can hand over an authorization. You can't hand over being a yad. A katana can't make an authorization, but a katana can make a yad. But when it comes to Aegis Lakima Dover, he wants to say, general shlichus, you don't need Aegis Lakima Dover, even if it's a bad again. However, shlichus specifically, a special kiddush. You didn't get any of the Aegis Lakima Dover.
Can you just allow that explains why she can't appoint an Evan?
So he, in the Lubavitch Mordechai, he doesn't go into this, and here it gets, he doesn't say so very explicitly, I must admit. he's not trying to explain the Rebbe God. She's trying to explain the Rambam. Yeah. To get it, you don't have to get into the Rebbe God. To get into the Rebbe God, she might say, but it's being correct. When it's a full Kula Dinner, you don't need the Torah. But when it's a special hit of the God for Gibberson, you need the Torah to get into the community.
Her
husband is not the Torah. Okay. So it could be that it's not going to help for the Rebbe God, only for the Rambam, which is all he's trying to do. Right? The Avnei Lum takes a very different approach. The Avnei Lum takes a different approach. Says the Avnei Lum, this is a little bit more divine. The Avnei Lum, do I have any more room? Oh, it's very crowded today. The Avnei Lum takes a different approach. The Avnei Lum has a different approach to explain. He also thinks there's two separate things. He's trying to explain the Rebbe Gash. And then the stifler based on it, if you got a chance to look and extend this to explain the Rambam. And he says, you know what the difference is? He said, the halacha is just a shliach to do a mice and a theta. Right? I think this someone suggested something along the line. Shliach halacha is just, you know, how many to give it to her? The shliach halacha is not the board thing. He is delivering a get. The husband is divorcing. Now, why doesn't divorcing? Because the husband's the one who authorized the writing of the get, right? The kaftan, the kaftan, the nafan. The husband's divorcing through the kaftan. So the nafan is just an act that needs to get done. So that's a shliach for Mike and Athena. However, shliach for Kabbalah is a shliach for divorce. He doesn't say this, but I think he would say shliach for Kabbalah might be more similar to shliach for Kshiva. That's what really creates a divorce. The Nesina Ta'ish and the Kabbalah Ta'isha. The Nesina is the mice that needs to happen. He goes so far as to say that, you know, right? That he thinks, or he's working for it, she does, that the Nesina doesn't have to say her either he thinks. Just has to deliver the document. Once the document is delivered and no one was about to it, then she's divorced. You see where you're trying to go. Kabbalah is really, please let's be divorced. The Sina, halacha is shlichus to hand something over. If you want to go a little further, you can even say, halacha is shlichus to just give a piece of paper to someone, just like giving any monetary object to anyone, while Kabbalah is a shlichus of divorce, of giving. In which case, even he might have a totally different shot and say, from Vistalah, we know that the husband gets sent someone to give him the paper. You don't know you can have a shliach for divorce. Of course, very personal. That can be the shalchus. You can even have a shliach for divorce. And then that would be working very nicely with the Rebbe God. Halacha is just handing over a piece of paper. For that, an eved can handle a piece of paper. I can send an eved to give you a birthday present. I can send an eved to buy a quart of milk. However, for Kabbalah, which is not the board, an eved not the shayat toward giving a Yidusha. That would work well for the Rambam Bet Einim. Right? The halakha, that's giving a piece of paper. Why do you need the age of the Kima to give a piece of paper? However, the divorce, for that, you need Kima Dover. Yes.
It seems the question, the Rambam, then it's going to be insinuated to the Rambam according to Shvia halakha would be allowed there. It seems to be more of an Indian of Shvikos to actually be able to receive a get. By Kabbalah, and halacha should stop me. I'm skipping a few so you can give the paper to somebody else. Then why would Rambam say that halacha is definitely not allowed by Kabbalah?
Because all shlichus not allowed by Kabbalah. Even by the quarter milk.
You're right, but according to this,
it's not really not demeanor because a kabbalah can't divorce anyway, so we never even actually asked the questions of the kabbalah. The cousin can't be regarded to the purpose.
Doesn't have to be regarded to the language.
What?
Doesn't have to be regarded according to the parents' favor.
No, a cousin on point is not a cousin being a point. Mm-hmm. A cousin can't be married in the first place. Or probably not. So it's not really enough to mean that. So the Avnei Lum takes a different approach. He says it's not a matter of shlichus for doing something versus just being a yad. It's a matter of shlichus for transferring a paper versus shlichus for divorce. And if shlichus halacha is only transferring your paper, and I would add to what he's saying, which I think is what he means, how can shlichus halacha just be transferring a piece of paper? doesn't the husband have to divorce? Yeah, the husband divorces the Vakasa. That's the issue of the divorce. And of course, an Eved can't be a slave for Kasimas again. Oh, don't be a friend of me, God. Don't be ridiculous. And just an merely a technical stage that the piece of paper has to be delivered, but that's not really what does the get, what accomplishes the Gerushin. Yeah, the Iker Gerushin is the husband writing a star, and that star being in the hands of the wife. Okay, then there has to be an Athena.
In the Russian of the Pasuk, the Katavla and Atanbiyada, it seems to be the same subject that is doing the writing, is doing the giving, and not a monkey or a robot.
Ah, okay. that is a good point. But we already have sheet of the faith different. We'll see. There are sheet of the faith, but nothing is the husband or has to do the Nathina, or he can make a shliya. And the katav doesn't mean the husband is supposed to say. The very mayor holds the katav means the aid is fine, and clearly the husband can't sign. So we already have sheet that separates the katav from the novel. So there's precedent. There's takdim, as they say in Israel. Yeah.
So the book to Mordechai was hundreds of years after Avnei Milim. So the portrait for Avnei Milim, why did he reject it? You presented it the other direction. Why not accept this?
Why would Mordechai not like the Avnei Milim? Chuck? He doesn't say why he doesn't like the Avnei Milim Pshat.
This Pshat solves other problems.
His Pshat solves this problem, which the Avnei Milim doesn't solve. His Pshat solves the kind of problem, which the Avnei Milim doesn't solve, although there are other ways to solve that problem, as we'll see when we get to it. After all, the sheet of Tosaf that a cousin can be, although it doesn't see the worst of the round. It's going to be tricky. I think because he fouls number four, which the Avnei Milim does not foul, and because he has a mocker in the sheet of Nodalami and the Tosaf's rough in Kiddushin, which the Avnei Milim does not. But the Avnei Milim fouls the Rinigat a lot better. If you're working up the Rinigat, the Avnei Milim is much more attractive. If you're just working off the Rambam, there are two things in the Rambam, and what's Mordechai tells one of them, and is decent solution to the other, and the Avnei Milim does not. So maybe the Rimigat and the Rambam are not necessarily the same. Okay, it's hard to be machria this. Let's just summarize. Let's put the Avnei Milim says he says the Avnei Milim is that Shliach Holacha is for Nisina Niyar. Handing over a piece of paper that's not his lashon. Shliach Kabbalah is for Gerushin. That's the difference.
Why can't the katan do that? Why can't
he's not explaining the katan.
In general, why can't the katan pass over his paper? I can't be more than Shliach to bring it.
Ah, because we call it a fula. I can't make a shliach to do any katan can't be shliach for anything.
So what do you mean the amino shliach?
Because he needs to do the nathina, or else he needs the shliach to do it. That's tonight, if he needs to do a nathina. That's tonight, if he needs to do an Athena.
That's a din and get the Kiddushin.
It's a din and get the Kiddushin, but it's not the Iker of the Gittin. It's not the Iker of the Gittin. It is, what does he say here? He says, he wouldn't say the get is the Magarish. The no thing is not the Megarish. The get says, Ariat Muteritabal Adam. The no thing he thinks me to write says does not have to, which is a big kiddush. It's also a big kiddush. He thinks the no thing doesn't have to say Ariat Muteritabal Adam. And that's what he says. Came into Lush and Gershin Kiv Begupa get. In Kane, Ana Chakri, Shlukha, Legupa Nasina, Dabaina, Venachim, Yada. Okay, it's a tie of Venachim, Yada, but since he doesn't have to accomplish the divorce, he doesn't have to do the Torah. Meaning to do something that's a part of a process of Gerushin, you open the Torah. That's the Kiddush of the Milim. Okay, so we have two competing theories. How it's clear there's a sheet that differentiates between Shlichus Halacha and Shlichus Kabbalah. And I think you could say maybe that's even the analysis of our sugya. At first they thought, like the sheet that differentiates, right? Like the Ramah slash Rumi Gash. Ah, there's Torah Halacha, Torah Kabbalah, never the twain shall meet. Maybe the Maskan is that. No, there's Torah, yes. And there's no difference in Halakha and Kabbalah, there's just two different hypotheses. But in any case, we do find three shita that Shlichus Kabbalah and Shlichus Halakha are different, and one shita that Shlichus Kabbalah
is not different from halakha, but shlichus by Kabbalah is different than other shlichus.
Right, which only works for the Torah, not for the Avnei. And therefore, everyone's going to try to explain it. That's the basically, which are we making more like others? Called Barakula. That's what we call Barakula. Kabbalah is a special bit of Yad for here. And that's going to explain the differences, at least in the Rambam. And says the Avnei, no, not Rabbah. But shlichus halacha just shlichus for nesida, shlichus for kesgeya for kabbalah. That's shlichus for gerutin. I think we might even explain the having of gun differently, even though no Rishonim wrote this in kiddushin. What might the having woman say? You might say just the husband in the stola. That's a true shlichus for life in the kingdom. Doesn't prove there's shlichus for gerutin. Gerutin is a big deal. It's a personal breakup of the marriage. That you can't do. Yeah, come off the line though. You can even have a shliach to. You can even have a shliach to create a gerushin. Okay, and again, the Avnei Miluim is not going to have an explanation for that. He'll have to find an unrelated explanation for that. And the Levashmona is going to have a little trouble with the Rivigat. And even, Yesh Ayin, how much you like his shot is really going to turn on how much you like the shot there. But those are the, basically, if you want three cheetahs, you could say shlichus halakha kabbalah is all shlichus. There's no difference between them. That's only a happening them. So there's a happening difference between them. The maskana shlichus to shlichus. Or you can say, no, the maskana, they're two different concepts. But in what way does the Mordechai, a real authorization of shlichus, Allah or Kayan, versus a special God for Gerushin, special credit of God? Or does the Avnei Miluim, a shlichus of an innocent, insignificant mysis, not insignificant, shlichus of mice missing of the Alma versus shlichus of Kalot Gerushin. And why is Messina just a mice missing of the Alma, not a Kalot Gerushin? He says, because the Messina is not what's saying Arminia and Teres Kaladam, it's the Xiva that's saying Arminia and Teres Kaladam. The guest says the written code with Teres Kaladam. The note just says, I'm delivering this piece of paper, it is whatever it is. So it's really the Xiva and the Kabbalah that creates the Gerushin. Well, the Messina is just a it's a necessary tonight, but it's more of a tonight, if I can add a few words to the Avnei Miluim. Okay, so that concludes our discussion of Kabbalah and Halakha. Now we want to go a little wider.
Rabbi, isn't the Avnei Miluim chalek on the famous machlokas between the Reb Chaim and the Ktos, whether get needs a hakna or not? So it's not just a maisa nesina bilvad.
First of all, he is the Ktos, right? And no, I think he just means that it's supposed to follow Gerushin. I don't think he's getting into that, which of course we'll have to get into. We're not going to see let's go on to Gemara a little bit, and then we'll try to see if we can come back to whether there's a third kind of how that. Let's go to Gemara. Here's this function, Itmar. We're starting with four lines at the end of the page. Itmar. Hubby Lee Gitti. The woman says to the shliach, bring me my get. Be a seemingly shliach laholaka, as Rafi said. The Ishkamer Kabbalah Gitti. And he lies or makes a mistake. The Rambam views it as a mistake. The Rambam makes it sound like a mistake. He says, oh, I'm a shliach Kabbalah. The who Amr Hilakosh to Amr. And the husband says, oh, whatever she says. Amr of Nakam, Amr of Amr, Amr of Hila Gitti, the other immigrant restus. Even if he delivers the get, it's an invalid gerushin. So the husband gave it to him as a shliach kabbalah, but he was really not a shliach kabbalah. So there's no valid nesina. Ah, shami nadi, where did they got samech? We can deduce from this that the husband says to Misha Amra. What does the husband mean when he says to Misha Amra? Like you said, she said, or like she really said? That's a valid psychological question. So you can deduce from this that the husband means as where did they got samech? He relies on him like you said, she said, meaning he means kabbalah. Right, there's a lot of, you have to hold cup to, well, the second, the Eidli word is Daka Samach, which Rashi pointed out at the Maplukas in Bamathia. If I tell Nathan, go hire me workers for $4 a day, and he hires them for $3 a day, and they say, okay, we accept the offer from your boss, do they mean what I said or what you said I said? Right? So we see from here that whenever someone says, what the boss said, he means what you said the boss said, not what the boss really said. Because if he had meant what she really said, Mickey Muffin gave the other me a cigarette.
then it should be a tliach laholacha, right? Lahava, the most mishamasuv, in other words, for holacha. After all, she said, he said whatever she said, so it's split. Well, not going to get her, she's divorced. Amr of Ashit, the Hafi Hashtag, is this comparable? Fish, when we get Mark, if by his gobbly gitzi, Ishka, Amr, Hobby, the gitzi, whom are Hail of Moshe, Amra, Amr of Nakhon, Rabbar, who Amr, Rab, Kimchi, get the Yadam, Gareshis, Amma, Yibor, Dahu, Kastak. Inami the Yada Adibur de Kasamak Lahakum the upper safe the Shikusa the Gam Rehu the Armor Slave the Kabalavina Lahalaka Lohakira. Okay, this is a lot
to unpack. This is the episode of the subject. From now on, it's just really Shaka Vataria. But this is the episode of the subject. Let's just have the episode of the subject. What do we say? Because everyone talks in like Ravachi.
The best of my knowledge, everyone talks like Ravachi.
Right, what does your husband say? If the wife really said, and the shliach claimed, the wife said, and the husband said, right, this is the time order. If the wife, what did Rav Nachman say? This Rav Nachman Amar Rav. The wife really said Havaa. He said that the wife said Havaa. And the husband says Kamasha Amra. Then what is the Psak? And what is the Svara? So then what does Rav Ashi say? What does Nachman say? Eina migureshet plow. Why? Because of Akira Shlifa. Akira Shlifa. Meaning, by staying on the Shlifa Kabbalah, he was okay. The Shlifa is loholacha. The Kabbalah habina. Loholacha lohabina. We'll have to see what that means. Right? Akira Shlifa. Okay, there's a bit of my folks to be shown here. Rashi said, Akira Shlifos in whose mind? What does Rashi say?
The Shliach.
The Shliach says, I agree to do Kabbalah, but I refuse to do Havah. Why, according to Rashi, would he agree to do Kabbalah and refuse to do Havah? Because Kabbalah means I receive it now and then I don't have to bring it back to her.
I'll do that, but I'm not going to work so hard as to bring it back to her.
Right? That's how Rashi is. Havina means I'm willing to be. Okay, let's accept Rashi for now. Akira Shlifa. We have a little Akira that Rashi. It's talking about the Das HaShliach. The Shliach is saying, I won't be Shlifa Havah, only the Kabbalah. Shliach said, I'll be a Shlifa Havah, but he's never appointed. So that's no good. And he's not willing to be Shlifa Havah. So he's nothing. He wasn't appointed. He can't be a Shlifa Kabbalah without appointment, and he refused to be a Shlifa Kabbalah. Says the Ritva. What does the Ritva argue on Rashi and say? He says exactly that. He says, after all, the husband said, well, right, when the Shliach says Shlifa Kabbalah Abina, Lo Lacha Lo Abina, he says, I'm a Shlifa Kabbalah, I'm not a Shlifa Lahulacha. So he says, okay, well, you're a Shlifa Kabbalah, you're not a Shlifa Lahulacha, so I'm not making you a Shlifa Lahulacha. Right? In other words, what they're saying is that they both agree, he's not Shlifa Kabbalah because there's no Minoy. The wife never pointed him to Shlifa Kabbalah. He could say what he wants. The wife of one says, oh, why is he not Shlifa Lahalacha? Says Rashi, he refused to be a Shliach Lahalacha. And says the Ritva, the Baal never appointed him as a Shliach Lahalacha. So in this Akira, they both agree the Akira started from the Shliach. The Shliach is the one who's saying, L'kabala havina, l'avalo havina. But then in whose mind does the Chalot get ruined?
Rashdeh, the whole Kitrut, the Shpuyah, refuses to be a Shpuyah for Halakha, so he ruins it. While the Ritva says, no, the Baal then doesn't appoint him Shpuyah for Halakha because he doesn't want to be a Shpuyah for Halakha, and that's what we think. The Ritva suggested a Nafkamina. What Nafkamina did the Ritva suggest between himself and Rashi? Exactly. Says the Nafkamina, says the Ritva. Nafkamina is, what if the shliach pays the aget leisha mingat? He ran right away and brought her the get. So is that true? That proves that he did not have been willing to quit. If he had gone tomorrow, that would prove he quit. He felt guilty, but he still quit. Right? So Chris says the Ritva, meaning this is not me, the Ritva. The Ritva says, I'm telling you not me, it's me and Rafi. Then she'd be Megaret. That's according to Rafi. Because we see the doctor's label not to quit. He said something weird. He said the wrong word, but he obviously didn't have a mind to quit. Because look, he asked him to do the Havah, and he did the Havah. But according to the Ritva, ain't a Megaret. Because even though the we got revealed in his mind that he didn't quit, but the Baal thought he wasn't a shlich lo'olam, and the Baal never appointed him. So who cares that he never quit? The Baal never appointed him.
But the Gemara doesn't sound like this, like Baal was quitting.
The Baal saying Hail Kamut to Amra. Forget a Hail Kamut to Amra. No, we don't know what that means. Adibur Judei or Adibur Judge, I don't believe. But it's like this. The Baal heard him say that he doesn't want to be Shlich Lo Halakha. Therefore, the Baal didn't make him a Shlich Lo Halakha. Because why would the Baal make him a Shlich Lo Halakha if he said he doesn't want to be? Have nothing with Adibur Judei or Adibur Judei. Right? He says Hail Kamut to Amra. What Hail Kamut? Okay, let me just tell you. What Hail Kamut to Amra means? If my wife, in fact, made your shlich with Kabbalah, then here's the get, and you're divorced this second. If my wife didn't make your shlich with Kabbalah, and she really said something else, then I give up, and nothing's happening, because if my wife really said Kabbalah, since you refused to do it, I give up, and I'm not playing along. If I really said Kabbalah, you're divorced, and that's what means like Mashta Abra. If you're reporting it accurately, I'm giving a get. If you're reporting it inaccurately, then I give up. Because I can't force you to be a shlich if you don't want it. That's another nafkamina, by the way, is the acronym discussion. Interesting case. What if I, it doesn't have to be getting, right? I say, Yoni, you're my shlich to take off truma. And Yoni said, nope, I refuse. I don't want to. Then changes his mind and done. Is that valid? All the acronyms are true. Our Gemara, that's not valid. That if you don't accept the appointment at first, it's too late to change your mind later. That right? Rashi says at first the Shliach refused. Since at first the Shliach refused, even if he later on changes his mind and does Tshuva, it's too late.
And isn't it Zachin? Because then he doesn't have to take Truman himself.
Ah, maybe. Isn't that maybe it's Zachin? Once I said I want you to do it, maybe it's Zachin. Okay, that depends on the issue. But so whether you can use Zachin for a crutch of Trumor.
And Ritva would believe for Rashi that you could be Hodin.
No, that's just me. Yeah, that's because we never refused. That shows he never refused. That shows he was just speaking funny. But I'm not enough in that Roman thing. Is what about Shliach who said no and later, that's what I meant, later did the Shliach. According to Rashi, there's a proof that it doesn't count. Why? Because that was a mistake. He said no. In the dot of the slip, he said no. And then he changed his mind later and felt guilty and did it. So it doesn't count. According to Ritva, it's not necessarily proof. According to Ritva, here the problem was in the Mishalech, not the Shalech. Right? So there's no proof. And this is discussed, as you see, how, well, according to Rashi, it's full of truth. Mind that the Akronin are going to be master on it. But, you know, are we sure what the din is? Why will Yoni take Shumar for me? He said no.
and then he feels guilty and does it without checking me again. According to Rashi, it's definitely not true. So he sees from our Gemara that offer flipped the food. He wants to go there, he can't change his mind. But according to the Ritva, maybe he can change his mind. Because it wasn't the short food over there in our food. So the Falaya food's over there. Okay, so that can be tuned up to mean is how you read our Sukkah. Let's just go to the next page. What does the Rashi say? The Rashi says, if Rav Nachman had said, Kabbalah, right? Haba'a, Kasha Amra. Then what does Rashi say for sure? He said, he's Megureshet at some point. She's Megureshet at some point. We don't know if it's Miyad, can she yet Liyadgo or Liyadda? When you give it to the Shliach or when you give it to the woman. He's Megureshet at some point. Why? Because this is not Akira Shliach. That's clear, Rashi. He said, your case, Akira Shliach, that has nothing to do with before he died. Has no idea who he's so made on. He says, Kamasha Amra. Here's the Akira Shliach, here's not Akira Shliach. Okay, we'll have to discuss why this is Akira Shliach, why this is not Akira Shliach. Rashi gives us an answer, but we're not sure if everyone agrees to that answer. Maybe we're sure they don't. But when? That's what depends, right? If we say Adibura Diday Summit, right? Something like that. Summit. Or we say Adibura Dida Summit. When I think Masha Amra, do I mean like she really said or like you said she said? So if Adibura Diday Summit, then I'm saying Hava'a. So if Migurecha, Mishiyagia get Liyada Isha. If you say Dibur Jidav Tamet, that I really mean what she really said, then it's Migurecha, Miyad, Mishiyagia get Liyad Hashliya. Okay, that's where Rosh is in the Gemara. I didn't put any solution on the board here.
Could it be the other way around? Dida said Hava, Dida said.
No, we're talking about this case. Dida was Kabbalah. Right? Okay. Now the Gemara asks a question. Okay, we're going to have to come back to this, I guess, next time. In terms of the stock, let's just try to read a little more tomorrow. Ask the Gemara. Amr of Hunabar Pia, Tachma, Omer Scalvo gets Ella Ishi, Hola gets Ella Ishi, Rotha Lachter Yako, Armisha. Taima de Rotha, Holo Rotha Havi get. Okay, that shows the get. The Amai, Oba, La Barshri, Schlepp, and Kabbalah. Why would it be a get if the husband said it's Kabbalah? The husband can't make a Schlepp, the Kabbalah. Ella, meaning Kim Shinata, and Lagarsha, Mamor, Armin de Garsha, like the Magarsha. It must be because he says once he decides to divorce her, he has an open ended dot, divorce her, however it works. He has a mind to divorce her, however it works. How can Nami came to the end of the Garza, Mamar Armin Tigarza, called Haven the Garza? So here also, how can Rav Nachman say she's not divorced? What do you mean? She's to be divorced because he has a mind that he wants it to work somehow. He is open and disaster, however it works, it works. So why not say, oh, it works, it works? Kafka Rav Nachman, just like our Mishnah doesn't make any sense, the husband can make Shlech Kabbalah, but however it works, it works. So to buy Rav Nachman? No. Says no. Our Mishnah is not because everyone has open in dot for whatever work works. Our Mishnah is because he is saying something that he knows doesn't make sense. Right? He's saying his kabbalah, but he knows he can't make shlif the kabbalah. So he doesn't open in dot whatever work works. He doesn't have general daf. He has specific daf. When he says his kabel, he obviously means that it's holy because he knows he can't say his kabel. But in the case of Rav Nachman, there's actually a mistake going on here. When there's actually a mistake going on here, then he doesn't have general open-ended daf. Our myth is only a specific case where he means something that's not exactly in his words.
How does the Avnei Miluin deal with this first Rav Nachman case where it says Enim Agresh? Surely the document arrives and that's enough. Why
no? The document needs to arrive as a shliach of the husband. He's not a shliach of the husband.
I won't be able to you still need
sleep. If I write a get and a magic gust of wind throws it and the woman gets it, that doesn't count as a get.
Exactly.
Because you don't have enough of a gun. Correct.
Okay, I think we'll stop here. Either a little bit in the middle. We'll have to pick up next time with reading the Shakta Vatarya. We'll make one or two hours for the Shakta Vatarya, and then we'll discuss what is the Akira Shlichus, what is not Akira Shlichus, and what's the Sakala. This is a very complicated category. I was a little